StartupRad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Joe from StartupRad.io, your startup podcast and YouTube blog from Germany. Today, I do have two guests in a remote interview. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone. Everything is great. Thanks you for the opportunity to talk with you. We are very excited.
Yes, that's very great. Actually, we can tell the audience that it is our second attempt. The first attempt was totally bugged by tech. So I'm very happy to have you guys here. And I would like to welcome Pedro and Fabrizio from, as everybody can tell from your awesome background, Experience Plus. But before we get into the startup, many people may know Pedro because he has multiple functions, including our community manager. Many people don't know Fabrizio. Can you tell us a little bit about you, about your CV, what you did in the past?
Yes. So very quick overview. Let's say I had a very funny and a bit of schizophrenic training. I degreed as a genetist, so basically biology with a specialization in genetics. That's why I still love CRISP, because I can combine obviously IT and genetics. But after university, I tried some lab work. It didn't really find so exciting, so I decided my other hobby was IT. Basically, during university, I was, let's say, cracking software and reselling to my teachers, and that was a very good way to have a very nice living during university. So basically, that was my first job. After that, in 2000, I entered in the W3C, you know, the World Web Consortium, in the two different groups, voice browsing working group and the multimodal interaction working group. Basically, the ability to interact with web at this time and general application with not only your keyboard. And from there, I had a startup in Italy, and then some years later, another startup in the New York area, where I stayed basically 3 years. In the meantime, I also went a bit around the world working for different companies as a consultant in the voice.
One question, because you're apparently Italian. Can you confirm one thing to us that every time bugs me? What you get in New York most of the time is American Italian food, right? It's now authentic Italian food, right?
Oh, yeah. No, honestly talking, I'm Italian, but never eat Italian food abroad.
That is pretty good. And just to finally close this argument in my family.
Macaroni with cheese, it's the most awful thing you can find in the market. Yeah, as a can also, but you can put the can directly on your dish, if you wish.
Okay, I was talking about chicken Alfredo, but I'm already pretty sure that is not Italian. But sorry, I love to take detours and lift a little bit the mood. Go ahead.
No, and that's after this opportunity, I come up here in Frankfurt for supporting a startup called Connecting Talents, where I relocated 2 years and some months ago. And this is where I met Pedro.
And how did it happen that you met your co-founder, Pedro?
Let me see. I think the first meeting was at the dinner, so very Italian, around the table with food and with a common friend. After that, we had other coffees, rigorous Italian coffees, in different bar here in Frankfurt. And after that, we talked about the opportunity to launch the local chapter of Singularity University, but we are still managed. And after the last event, I would like to say with a nice success. And once I present him an idea that I have in my back, let's say mind for a lot of time, and he was pretty excited. So we decided to, why not?
Okay, I see. I see. It's for everybody who knows Pedro, it's totally uncommon. He doesn't talk a lot. He's very talkative. So, Pedro, can you tell us a little bit about the startup idea?
Well, I think, yeah, this friend in common that we have, I think she identified that, yeah, we as human beings have very similar threats, like, yeah, the immersive technologies, exponential technologies, and it was a really good match. So I think I invited Fabrício to pitch at one of the events that I was organizing. And although the feedback from the juries was not the best or the most positive,
It was pretty frustrating, and
I was there and I said, well, I want to work on this idea. And I think the day after, I just came to Fabrizio and said, well, I really see the potential. So let's keep in contact because, yeah, maybe when things are moving forward, maybe I can jump into the game. And it happened. So here we are.
And my understanding is that you guys are working on the Internet of Sensors, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Everybody knows I have a dirty mind. First thing that came to my mind is finally long distance relationships aren't that dull anymore in the future. But what do you guys are actually working on?
Usually when I talk and when I pitch, I say a very simple thing. In 1917, an Italian guy put audio inside silent movie, and that was the first revolution. After 100 years, we are still here, audio and video. And as you can understand, that's pretty boring and not immersive. So why we don't find a way to add the other senses? So basically smell, touch, taste, humidity, temperature, and blah, blah, blah. And this is what we are working on. So at the beginning, we started with the idea to allow people, as our massive transformative purpose, say, to live unlimited realities, removing any kind of barriers. It could be geographical, it could be if you don't have enough time, if you don't have enough money, if you can't because you have some physical limitation. So why we don't allow all these people all around the world to live whatever experiences they want in a very immersive way? And we started with real-time streaming, and then now we are moving to streaming video on demand, aka YouTube, basically, and then VR. So basically, what we are working on is exactly this one: disrupt the media, the old audio and video media, and bring the five senses in all the kind of media you can have.
So basically, you bring smell and taste to the experience, but you're not working on the hardware yourself. And when you said that, I thought, that's a good idea for most of the movies. But if I think about something like the Alien franchise, maybe it's not a good idea for every movie.
Try to think at the second Alien, if you talk about the Alien, but it's also some very epic scene, like for example, when she start burning everything. Probably you will like to feel the smell of burning eggs and burning aliens around you. Or try to understand what does it mean really to live in a place with no smell. Or what is the smell of the small planet where they land the first time? We're looking for something very, very engaging. So I'm still pretty curious to know what is the smell on other planets.
Me too. One question. But you guys are working on the protocols, right?
At the moment, we are working on the protocol. So we are working on enabling as much as solution as we can. But in the future, maybe we will work on the hardware. And I say maybe because at the moment we are, let's say, hardware agnostic. It means that we would like to serve to each customer what he can experience based on his own hardware. Because, you know, everyone is talking about AR, VR, but we have a problem, devices. Probably you have one, I have one, but most of the people still don't have one. So with the Internet of Senses, there's a lot of devices, like in IoT market, there's a lot of devices, but that doesn't mean there's a real, how can I say, democratic penetration of these devices. So at the beginning, we want to make people, we want to enable people to use their own devices, and later maybe we will start thinking at bring computer interfaces and develop on that direction.
So, Joe, I was just going to say something that you mentioned. So we don't really produce devices at the moment. So what I've been doing in the past months is a bit like mapping down the different producers and talking to them, trying to promote what we call the Internet of Senses Alliance, where we bring them all into the same platform to enable this, to really enable that under this protocol, everyone will be able to stream what they are working on. So it's been quite interesting. I've been talking to device producers all over the world, from, I don't know, Tokyo to LA. So it's been really interesting. The feedback and the validation as well, it's quite positive. And yeah, it's an amazing journey.
And let me get this straight. So basically, what are you guys enabling, for example, in case of Pedro, somebody can book a streaming with you at one point in the future and you can walk along the beaches of Lisbon, for example. And if somebody wants to do something really scary, he can go with Fabrizio in the traffic of Rome, right?
Exactly. So once we start, when we started, we have something that it's in the market right now. It's called Experience Plus app. So it's the app that we developed as a marketplace to connect dreamers and doers. So that if someone really wants to experience something very specific, we try to find someone out there that will support to make this dream come true. So as you described, if we have someone that wants to experience a market in India, we will connect with the doer in India that will do the tour guide on the market, stream not only the audio and the video, as we said, but as well the smells of the market. If he wants to taste some specific food, everything should be arranged in order to stream all everything.
And the future, because you mentioned in the future is 4 months ahead. It's not years.
What I had in mind is always like the lot of big trouble you have when you cannot like directly stimulate the brain in terms of smell and taste. Do you have any idea if hardware producers can already cope with something like this?
So you are talking, if I understand correctly your question, you're talking if there's a way to transmit stimuli bypassing the, let's say, organ or the receptors and going directly to the brain.
I was asking, at one point this may be possible, but until then, let's talk in 2, 3, 5 years. How are the hardware producers going to cope with that? How can they artificially generate smell and taste? That would be something I would be curious about.
No. So for smell, most of the producers today are working on not generating smell on the fly. So you don't have to think about some kind of chemical reaction to create aromatic flower on the fly. But we are working on, how can we call it, emit odors in the right time with the right intensity and remove them from your nose so you are ready for the next thing. For tasting, it's a bit more complicated. There are two main directions. One is working on light, and the second one, research direction is working on the idea of using electrodes. Because at the end of the day, you know, all the stimuli we receive to our brain is transported by a so-called spike, but it's basically an electric signal. So this is what is happening in the market.
So basically, there would be no need for people like to go walk across Greenland if there's like one doer who's actually doing that? And is it possible to have something like a library where you actually can store these experiences and then kind of sell it again and again and again?
Yes. Yes, indeed, that was what we developed on our app to enable people to have the a library of experience, like the Netflix of the experience, or it's a marketplace, so the Uber of the experience. And on the same at the same time, if people that experience something want to enable others to have the same experience, they are allowed. And to keep them on their memories so that they can go and have experience it again if they want to.
That is a pretty good idea. But just to be clear again, your app is just a marketplace. You are enabling this and you're not providing the service that you can directly hook up to the hardware, right?
Exactly.
Great. So we will provide down here in the show notes, of course, a link to your LinkedIn profile, to Fabrizio's LinkedIn profile, as well as a downloadable link to the App Store. Are you guys available on Android and Apple?
We will be. We are now in a closed beta, and we are now working, as I say before, on enabling even streaming video on demand and VR. So basically what you say about library before the next big, National Geographic or Netflix series will have senses. And probably 3-4 months, we will freely deliver the app.
So basically at this point in time, we will update the show notes here and then you will be able to download the app. Thank you, guys. Did we miss any important points here you want to make?
If you think about the future and the impact of this thing. It basically means that any kind of content producer, try to think about advertising. Try to advertise, your favorite food, your favorite parfum with only audio and video is pretty frustrating. Try to imagine to stimulate to it. And so the idea of what Pedro says about the ecosystem is that this thing will impact a lot of different realities. So that's why people and investors as well are excited. We already closed a seed investment of $500,000. So we are pretty happy about it. And we can accelerate dramatically the future now.
That sounds pretty interesting. And actually, I do believe one of the biggest possible markets, if I think about it, is you may put Weight Watchers out of business because people can experience almost every taste in the future without gaining the calories, right?
Yes. So in terms of validation or business opportunities, indeed, we in the last year have been talking to several verticals or several businesses that validated the interest and the application of this framework, let's call it. So, for example, 1 year ago, we took part of the You versus Virus, where the solution won the category for arts and culture. So we have been talking with different museums. The same goes for industries like the sports and football industry, music industry. So it's been the amount of opportunities ahead. It's very, very, very interesting for us.
And just recently, the Super Bowl has been happening, and I can see that some people will buy very expensive, very good tickets for the Super Bowl and just stream their experience. Have you ever given any thoughts to license agreements like this if they're permitted to do this on a Super Bowl event or something like that?
Well, it's something complex, but we have been in discussions with stakeholders like the ones you just mentioned.
Sorry, I'm going a little bit crazy here. One more question. Could you also like have a doer being like, for example, a soccer player, football player, a quarterback, a basketball player? Could that be also the doer? So basically sports fans are not confined to the outside of the game, but they could actually be in there?
That's exactly what we want to do. That's what we have been pitching to these institutions. And you just mentioned one example. Another example in the future could be, for example, robots or drones, so that it can be even not a human being. Yeah. So it can be an animal, for example. Yeah.
That sounds pretty promising. Everybody who'd like to learn more, go down here in the show notes. There are either the link to our blog post or the link directly to you guys. We are providing the links to almost everything in our show notes. We're very sorry if the links don't work, because we get this feedback recently. Guys like Spotify, they tend to deactivate them, and on other platforms, you can still use them. Very sorry about that. Guys, thank you very much. It was just a pleasure talking to you, and it opens up very new ways of thinking about sports and many, many other things. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure having you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.